Simran Kaur is waiting patiently. She is with the podcast Girls That Invest, co-host of it. Our discussions of a general nature does not constitute financial advice. What's happening at the moment, Simran, with a lot of people dumping a lot of stock? Welcome.
Hello. Yes, it is quite an interesting time. We have seen a lot of high profile individuals, so CEOs, founders, heirs of large companies like Walmart, they're selling a lot of shares. And when I say a lot, I mean billions of dollars worth of shares right now.
All right. Run through some of them.
Well, first of all, we've got Jeff Bezos. He sold $8.5 billion worth of Amazon shares in the last couple of months. We've had the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, which is a very large bank, Jamie Dimon sell $150 million. His first sale in 18 years. We've had Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Meta, of Facebook, sell about 1.4 million shares worth of Meta. That's around $1.2 billion over the last 4 months. And it makes a lot of people wonder, why are they doing this? And should I be selling my shares too?
Well, first, why do we think they are selling off at such volumes?
A lot of analysts have been kind of questioning this and, you know, scratching their heads, but there's sort of two to three reasons behind the sales. The first is, well, you know, as we know, in the US, they are about to have quite a big year in politics because the US elections are happening this year. And when there are big changes in the political and economic environment, that kind of leaves a lot of people wondering, well, right now, the economy and the political environment is stable and shares are doing well. Will it be stable in November? And who is going to become president? And therefore, what does that mean? That's the first reason. The second thing is right now we have some really, really, really good market conditions. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indices are at an all-time high. They've increased quite substantially within the last year. And as we know, as the saying goes, buy low, sell high. And that is what a lot of these CEOs seem to be doing right now.
So it's basically taking a punt on this being the peak and realising the values out of that. However, on this scale, you can't help but wonder if they are anticipating a sustained downturn, Simran.
That is very true. And that is kind of what the big question is. And it's something I've wondered myself, you know, does this mean we often look at people in high positions and we assume they have, you know, a lot of money and a lot of time to pay for research and analysis. And if they've decided, well, maybe it's going to be a little bit rocky for the next couple of years, does that mean it's something that we should be doing as well?
I think I saw one Warren Buffett as well, who is hardly a quick flick guy, talking about, actually that goes back a long way, 3 years ago. I recall him saying more recently that the time of big value gains is behind us. To your point, the question is for how long, and it can be 2 years or it can be longer, it can, you know, drag on for potentially a generation. Which brings us to the next question, which is what to think about if you're assessing your own situation. Part of that might be how close you are to retirement versus whether you've got decades of investing ahead.
Yes, that's a really great question, and I think there's three things to consider if you're deciding whether to sell your shares or not. The first is looking at your time horizon. So you've touched on that, and that's a really good place to start because someone who's maybe in their 30s or 40s, they have a few decades to go to work. And when you have a longer time horizon, it's kind of like a direct relationship to how much risk you can take in the market. You can sustain a little bit more of the ups and downs because you're working with, you know, a little bit more wiggle room. But if you're getting closer, if you're, you know, 5 years or 10 years away from retirement, you might start to wonder, well, should I be moving away from a high risk investment profile, which includes a lot of individual shares and funds? And should I be moving my allocation to be a little bit more conservative? Should I have more cash or cash equivalents, bonds? And this is a really good conversation to have with your bank or financial advisor as to where you should move. So first thing is time horizon. Second thing I would say that really matters is your risk tolerance. Can you handle the ups and downs of the market? Is that something that you're comfortable with, even if you're going to be investing for a long period of time? And I think the third one is really hard to quantify, but are you okay with not checking your shares? Or are you someone that's a little bit of a worrier? It kind of relates back to your risk tolerance. And if you are, maybe it isn't the best investment style for you if the idea of ups and downs is stopping you from sleeping easy at night.
It depends also sometimes how your investments are being managed. Are you talking more about direct investments here as opposed to the structure of a managed fund, or is it relevant to both?
It's definitely relevant to both. The kind of person that has individual shares or is investing for themselves has a little bit more of a risk in terms of, they can log in and change their shares based on what they think is happening. And sometimes that can be a bit more of an emotive decision. When you have a managed fund, you've got that barrier and that professional help of someone that's going to say, hey, look, I know that this is what you want to do. Maybe you are a bit worried and you want to pull your money out, but here are the reasons why you should or shouldn't based on your personal needs.
One Warren Buffett again, in terms of considering individual investments that he would personally make, never invest in something you don't understand, right? So that's another thing here, which is not to ne always necessarily join the pack and say just because all these big players are selling off so much, ergo I should follow. But when you add it together with the other environmental assessments you might make, it is something to think about, particularly when it comes to the structure of your investments. And as we said at the beginning of the discussion, what it is you want to achieve, your time horizon, and your tolerance for whatever may come next.
Absolutely. And I think it's also worth mentioning that the sales of these investments are all directly related to the companies that these founders are in. So Jeff Bezos is selling his Amazon shares. He's not selling all the shares in all the other companies that he's invested in. Mark is, liquid. I've forgotten the word. He's getting rid of his Meta shares. He's not selling all the shares of all the companies he's invested in. So what we're seeing are these founders are selling, but they're diversifying because they don't want to be so heavy in just one stock. And they believe that now's the time to do this, which doesn't always necessarily mean now's the time to sell all of your shares.
It's a question always, can you time the market? And it's never wise to rely on timing the market. But if you're satisfied with the returns you've had in a certain stock, in a more aggressive share portfolio, it might be a time to assess whether you move into something a bit more conservative. It's certainly, to your point, maybe time to have a conversation with your professional advisor.
Absolutely. I think you've summed that up perfectly.
Thank you so much, Simran Kaur. She's co-host of the podcast Girls That Invest. Our discussion, as always, is of a general nature, does not constitute financial advice.